Nolte, Trump's warning about when looting starts, shooting starts completely vindicated. By John Nolte on June 3, 2020. President Trump warned us when the looting starts, the shooting starts. And, tragically, that is exactly what has happened. Naturally, our fake news media and social media overlords attempted to twist the president's warning into something it wasn't. A threat, as in if you start looting, my government's going to start shooting. But that's not what he meant, and all sane people knew that. Trump was looking to warn the Democrat politicians who run these failed cities. We're 99.999%, this is no coincidence, by the way, of the rioting, looting, and burning has broken out. That if they don't, in his words, dominate the streets, the violence is going to escalate to where people get shot and killed. Well, lo and behold, the shooting that always comes after unchecked looting. The painfully obvious result of what happens when Democrat politicians allow their cities to be burned with impunity. Of what happens when the establishment media openly cheerlead and encourage their Antifa brown shirts, has now happened. Five people, four men and one woman, have been shot and killed in these riots. Chris Beatty, a 38-year-old man, was shot and killed by rioters in the Democrat-run city of Indianapolis, Indiana. David McAtee, a 53-year-old man, was shot and killed in the Democrat-run city of Louisville, Kentucky. Italia Marie Kelly, a 22-year-old woman, was killed instantly by a stray bullet just as she was leaving a protest in the Democrat-run city of Davenport, Iowa. David Doran, a 77-year-old retired police captain, was shot and killed as he tried to protect his community in the Democrat-run city of St. Louis, Missouri. Dave Patrick Underwood, a 53-year-old man, was shot and killed in the Democrat-run city of Oakland, California, while trying to keep peace in the middle of a riot. These are Americans. And not that it should matter, but not a single one of them was white. Four were black, one was biracial, and as far as we know, all were law-abiding. And why are they dead? What are the root causes of these heartbreaking murders? The answer is simple: you get what you vote for. And if you vote for Democrats, you get the Democrat Party's brown shirts in the form of the left-wing terrorist groups Antifa and Black Lives Matter. What the hell do you think is going to happen when you vote for the same political party that coddles and encourages these terrorists? We just had the first black president, we just had the lowest black unemployment rate in recorded history. We just had the entire country agree the death of George Floyd was monstrous, and there are still riots? This is just the wanton destruction of Democrat-run cities, of predominantly black neighborhoods. Why? Because Democrats have been destroying black America and Americans since Reconstruction. As I've said over and over, and will continue to say, these riots aren't my problem. I live in rural America where it's always calm and peaceful and the riots play on TV like a reality show called Tol Jasso. But my indifference ends at the horrific and totally preventable deaths of innocent people. Goddamn the Democrats who coddle these left-wing terrorists. Goddamn the media who encourage these left-wing terrorists. And goddamn the fools who support both. Shame on all of you forever. The blood of five innocents is on your hands. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.